Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and it is that portion of the show that we have our Pop Tester and our Pop Tech Tester review. And this Pop Tech Tester review is on the Sony QX10. Now, you may recall the QX10 is a small camera, unusually shaped, looks kind of like a hockey puck, and it clips onto the front of a smartphone, either a Android-based smartphone or a smartphone from Apple, an iOS smartphone, and it connects vis-a-vis Wi-Fi, or in some cases with Android, NFC, or near field communication. It allows you to take high resolution photos than you can with a cell phone alone, but then you go back and you allow the camera to communicate with the smartphone, and it allows you to share those images very quickly. So we're being joined now by our PopTech tester, Mike. Mike is from Lake Havasu, Arizona. How is it out there today?
Oh, it's nice.
The Sony QX10, you won the PopTech Tester for that camera. First of all, overall impressions. I know in our talk during the break, you had a little bit of technical issue, and we're going to get Sony to address those issues. Overall impressions while the camera was operating.
It was a really nice camera. The picture quality was outstanding. It's compact. It's nice that you don't have to carry a camera. These cameras, you know, this fits like in your pocket easily or in your purse, and doesn't take up a lot of room. And then you have your phone with you all the time anyhow, so you can just go ahead and attach it and shoot away.
So the camera and the phone combination you're using, the Sony QX10, you were marrying it to a Samsung Galaxy phone, correct? An Android-based phone?
Yes, yes.
And initially, you had no issues. It was working okay, like the initial installation. I think you have to download a piece of an app, a free app, from the Google Play Store when you're using an Android phone called Play Memories Mobile.
Right.
Initially, was a easy installation kind of learning curve?
A little bit, because the directions are not really all that specific. But once you kind of figure it out, you know, where it's going, it was pretty simple. The hardest thing I've had was to find out where the battery port was, because it was so tight, it didn't even look like it was an opening. And I kept looking at the picture, and finally I just took a little pocket knife, pried it open, and that's where it was.
But that was the hardest part. The little battery door. Yeah, it is. Right? It is really compact. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I do know, you know, all manufacturers could really use a lot of help when it comes to making instructions, and they try to make them easier and easier, but it seems like the easier they make them, the more complex it is to understand. And it could take two pages just on how to plug something into the wall to charge it. So you got it up and operating and you're using it. How did the user interface feel when you're running the app and the camera attached to the smartphone?
It's pretty easy. It's smooth and seamless. I mean, once you hit it, it gets connected to the phone. It becomes your camera.
And you mentioned, you know, the quality of the images were pretty good.
They were outstanding. What is it? I think it's 16 megapixel.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
And you could, 16 mega, and you could see a real difference from an image shot with the QX10 versus an image shot with the smartphone by itself.
Oh, that's night and day.
And did you get a chance to use the zoom lens? One of the neat things about the QX10 is it has that 10x optical zoom that allows you to get closer to your subject.
I was just going to say that's the coolest part of it, because you can really in tight. So, I mean, it's just, you can be 20 feet away and it looks like you're standing right in front of you. If you're taking a picture of somebody.
Well, let's talk about let's talk about the problems that you mentioned during the break, that you actually went on to a fair amount of research on Sony's website and saw that some of the people that were blogging and talking about it have also experienced this problem. The memory card had to be removed between shots, you were saying. You take a photo and then the camera kind of freezes up, and you either have to unplug the memory card or recycle the power of the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah, that definitely is not right. That sounds like some kind of error. Hopefully an error that unfortunately you experienced, but not is something that prevalent, but it sounds like a few people are experiencing this problem online.
And, you know, I'm using a good memory chip. I'm not using a Sony memory chip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm getting something off the wall and putting it in. It works on everything else I have. So, and I bought a new one for it. It still has the same problem, which was kind of disappointing.
Understood. So we're going to put you in touch with Christina Burrows. She is the product information manager for Sony, and she comes on our show quite often as a contributor to the Popular Technology Radio, and we'll ask her to address those issues. The Digital Still Camera Group is one of the groups that she works on, so she's very familiar with the QX10, and we'll have her address those issues. Now, you mentioned that both you and your wife are using the camera, and that your wife used traditionally a point-and-shoot camera, Nikon Coolpix. What did she think of the feeling of using her smartphone as opposed to using a camera? Was she okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, she hated to take pictures of houses with a camera, because when you put it through, on a computer screen, it gets a little grainy. This is nice and clear, and it looks just like a professional photographer. So she didn't have to take a camera, take a picture, go to the office, download it on the computer, and email it. She can take a picture and email it right away.
Would you recommend this to a friend or family for $250, or would you not recommend it?
Oh, no, I would.
You would. Okay, well, that's good advice. And our listeners can go to Sony.com to find out more about the Sony QX10. You can also go to PopTechTester.com and sign up to be like Mike and be a PopTech tester. This is your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn, and we'll be back after this short commercial break.